Vote-by-mail ballots arrived this week, and candidates and caucuses or causes are all clamoring for your attention, especially online. There have been a lot of warnings as well online about misinformation and even questionable players. AP reported recently that a network of Facebook groups united against COVID precautions is rife with misinformation and is turning against a new enemy, BLM, or Black Lives Matter. On the other hand, when organizers of a Trump rally in Tulsa in June reported over 1 million ticket requests and only about 6,000 people showed up, K-pop fans or fans of Korean pop music were called out for using fan tactics in the political arena. Talk about power. Fans of K-pop supergroup BTS matched the band's $1 million donation to BLM in just 24 hours. Professor Cedar Bausagi started out as a fan herself in South Korea in the mid-90s. She's teaching now at Indiana University and says her students willingly learn history to contemporary politics, all through K-pop.
I published a paper like 2 weeks ago, and it was about soft power and cultural diplomacy and the way that the Korean government uses K-pop fans as sort of free advertising of Korea. Like, one of the things they love to do is encourage cover dance.
What's a cover dance?
Oh, it's when if you liked some BTS song and you learned the choreography to that song, and because it's usually young people who don't have much money in parking lots, parking garages, community centers, malls. And then people are walking by and they're like, oh, look at these young people like doing something really cool, like something really fun. Cover dance is just kind of like this way that K-pop gets spread. And in the article, I talked about it as kind of, you know, the Korean government was borrowing these bodies to literally approach people in countries all over the world and present something Korean.
Using culture as a wedge internationally, though, has been a conscious effort on the part of the South Korean government, though, right?
Yeah.
Films and so on. Could you talk a little about that?
You know, the South has basically no natural resources except for people. And so they've got smart people. They've got creative people. Back in 1994, somebody in a meeting with the president said, Jurassic Park has made the same amount of money as selling 1.5 million Hyundai automobiles. And something clicked in the mind of that president. And culture is an industry. Culture is a way that we can employ people. We don't need to have a lot of raw materials. We can do this. And so the government's attitude towards cultural industries changed really dramatically, and they started creating all sorts of like tax breaks for investing in cultural industries, and they gave preferential bank loans, and they changed the policies. And Koreans are really good at making these cultural products, whether we're talking about games or movies or dramas or the music. Somebody might say like, it just sounds like American pop, but like sung in Korean. But the moment you start to like really dive into it, you realize like, actually, there's a lot of different stuff going on here. When you actually look at the productions that come out of Korea.
Would you say then that South Korea is putting out cutting edge media?
Absolutely. K-dramas are usually 16 to 20 or so episodes, one season, that's it. They just make these like long form movies with a really, really good plot, and then it's done. Now in America, it's like, hey, we got an audience. Let's do the next 10 years of these same people. And that same actor, that same director could have gone on and done something juicy and fun and fresh and in a totally different like genre, but instead they're stuck.
So you're saying in Korea, somehow they're coming up with new stuff all the time, twists on wild plots. It's been absolutely astonishing. But let's talk about their fans now, the audience, because, you know, even on that Oscar night, those winners credited Korean fans for shaping their media. And you've written about how Korean fans shape the media.
The way that K-pop is created the fans are given a certain amount of power. They get the fans to invest in the idols. They say, if you can raise the idols well, they will be successful. So the fans have this feeling of empowerment vis-a-vis the idols. So the fans are responsible for making campaigns to elevate the artists into the eyes of the public. The entertainment company and the artists create the product. Now, if the fans respond to it, then it's possible to make it into something. One of the ways that artists and agencies direct fan energy is make the artists look good by donating in their name. Make the artists look good by going out and doing volunteer work in their name. I mean, you heard about that Black Lives Matter donation. 24 hours, one in an army is able to motivate people to donate a matching 1 million. Yes, BTS has a big fan group. BTS is responsible for more than 2 million in UNICEF donation.
But how about how it's playing in the US? Do you think that K-pop fans had some kind of influence on the Trump rally in Tulsa?
K-pop activism has included things like buying tickets en masse, and that's actually buying the tickets. This one was free. This is well within the K-pop playbook.
What percentage of these people would you say are Korean?
American fans? Not many. American K-pop fans are primarily female people of color, 20s mostly. A lot of African American, a lot of Latinx.
Really?
This is a very, very diverse fandom. If you go to a concert, you go to LA, it's just Latinx.
You're saying that K-pop is kind of a alternative cultural space in America.
LGBTQ friendly, ethnic minorities. It's really inspiring. I've interviewed people at concerts saying K-pop saved my life. K-pop is the positivity that gave me family, that gave me community, that gave me something positive in my life. Those K-pop idols, they're not putting up anything negative. It's goofy, it's fun, it's approachable, it's inspiring. So it's like this constant source of good feelings for people. Like, that's what people are getting out of K-pop. It sounds really freaking cheesy. I totally understand that it sounds cheesy.
Or just what we need.
But yeah.
Where do you see this going?
I think that people are learning all these digital online organizing tools, and fans have realized, oh, the things that we already know how to do can actually accomplish goals that we have. So they're learning and they're teaching each other and they're growing. And, I think it's pretty beautiful.
Professor Cedar Bao Seiji. And here, K-pop supergroup BTS just released their video for We Are Together, Bulletproof. We are Quite the contemporary anthem, Bulletproof, Eternal, it's BTS. Oh.